KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. While checking sports, IA Wrestle has released another set of dual team rankings, and it's kind of slim pickings for our part of the state. In Class 1A, Logan Magnolia ranks third this week, Missouri Valley 11th, and Bedford Lennox ranking 13th in the 1A poll. No area teams in the 2A or 3A polls here this week. In college men's basketball action yesterday, Shanquan Hemphill had a team high, a career high, 24 points as Drake won its 15th straight game to start the season as they got by Missouri State 78-73. Isaiah Mosley led the Bears. He had 23 points and 11 rebounds in that contest. Well, number 7 Iowa and number 19 Illinois will both be playing for the first time in over a week when they face off Friday. Number 4 Michigan leads the Big Ten standings but won't be playing anytime soon as Michigan has paused all athletic activities after several positive tests for a new COVID-19 variant that transmits at a higher rate. Michigan State will be playing for the first time in 20 days when they visit Rutgers coming up this evening. Last night of men's college hoops, Davion Mitchell had carried second-ranked Baylor to another lopsided victory as he pushed in a career-high 32 points, and the Bears improved to 15-0, drubbing Kansas State 107-59. In other top 25 play, E.J. Little hit 4 free throws in the final minute and finished with 22 points in 13th-ranked Ohio State's 83-79 victory over Penn State. Number 14, Wisconsin, avenged a December 28th loss to Maryland as Micah Potter had 23 points and 12 rebounds to send the Badgers past the Terrapins 61-55. Malik Osborne had 11 points and 10 rebounds as 16th-ranked Florida State clobbered Miami 81-59. Mitch Blaylock hit a go-ahead three-pointer with 41 seconds left to cap a season-high 29-point performance as 17th-ranked Creighton posts an 85-81 triumph over Seton Hall. Number 20, Virginia Tech earned a 62-51 win over Notre Dame. Clemson was stifling Louisville also last night 54-50 with a win over the Cardinals. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey declined to provide an update on sophomore guard C.J. Frederick heading into Friday's game at 19th-ranked Illinois. Frederick missed the second half of last Thursday's loss to Indiana with what was called a lower leg injury.
You know, and I typically just rely on my medical staff in situations like that. You know, can he go? Can he give it a shot? If he waits longer, will that really help his long-term benefit, which will obviously help our long-term benefit as a program?
McCaffrey calls it a day-to-day injury.
Yeah, a lot of times, you know, coaches say day-to-day because they're trying to duck the questions, but, you know, it's really legitimately day-to-day with him. I would say this, it's possible that it could be something that lingers, you know, but our hope is that we can get rid of it.
The 7th-ranked Hawkeyes are 12-3 overall, 6-2 in the Big Ten. And again, that game with Illinois coming up tomorrow night. We'll have it for you here on the radio, 7 o'clock the pregame. 8 o'clock is tip time from Champaign. Well, moving over to the women's side of basketball, after having the last two games postponed, the Iowa Hawkeye women return to action tonight, hosting Northwestern. The Wildcats beat the Hawkeyes 77-67 in their first meeting back on January 9th.
Hopefully, this game we're going to come out on our home court and shoot the ball better and run our offense better against their zone and look forward to just get back in the court.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter, who says with the two postponements, she gave her team a couple of days off.
You know, last week we scrimmaged a lot. We tried to keep them in shape, tried to keep them fresh by adding a few new things. And then we've had a little bit extended time to work on Northwestern and getting ready for them, which they are a little bit different than everybody else because of their matchup zone.
Iowa freshman Caitlin Clark was held to a season-low 8 points in the first game against Northwestern, and she says the Hawkeyes need to do a better job of taking care of the ball.
It was honestly turnovers that cost us that game. In the press, we kind of struggled a little bit. I think it was one of the first presses that we had seen. So that's kind of been a focal point in practice, just working on that every single day and being smart with the ball, taking care of the ball. And I think if we do that, we'll be in a great position to win the game.
Yeah, the Hawkeyes hosting Northwestern tonight. The Iowa State women look to start a new winning streak tonight with a visit to Kansas State. The Cyclones had a 4-game win streak snapped with a home loss to Texas on Saturday. That win streak started after a January 3rd loss to the Longhorns.
For any team that's growing, one of the things you have to learn quickly is you have to have a short memory. And the wins go away quickly, and the losses need to learn and move on. We go back on the road. We start five games in, I think, 12 days. So you don't have a lot of time to feel sorry for yourself.
That's Iowa State coach Bill Fennelly, who says the key in any conference race is to move on after a loss or a win.
The last time we lost to Texas, we learned quickly. We got better. And now it's the same thing. This is the ninth game, so we're hitting the midway point of the Big 12 season. And you know, now it's up to us to find that next gear that these kids are going to have to find through all that they've been through to get to the finish line.
Cyclones beat the Wildcats 91-69 in Ames back in mid-December, but Fennelly says that won't matter in this game.
This year, probably more than ever that I can remember, you're looking at scores and people are like, did that really happen? Or why was this game a blowout? Or why was this game close? It's just, you know, with all what these kids are going through, you just can't predict it.
Cyclones are 6-2 in the Big 12. K-State 0-5 entering that contest. In other women's college hoops news, Grace Berg had 21 points and 7 rebounds. Kiara Collier had 17 points. Drake picks up a win over Northern Iowa 96-79 last night. Courtney Becker also had 13 points for the Bulldogs. For the Panthers, Cynthia Wolf had 18 points, Maya McDermott 15, and Megan Moss with a dozen in that contest. Both those teams are 8-8 overall. Drake is 6-3 in the Valley, while Northern Iowa is 5-4 in Valley play. Also, the Morningside College women's basketball team beat Jamestown Wednesday 99-53. In that contest, Sophia Peppers, a former Exira EHK star, had a strong night with 25 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists, and a couple of steals, as Peppers made 10 of 17 shots, including 4 three-pointers for her team. In college football news, Josh Heupel has been hired as Tennessee's football coach, giving the Volunteers a package deal with athletic director Danny White, who started his job last week. Heupel says he sees potential NCAA sanctions as a minor speed bump for Tennessee. Heupel accepted a 6-year package worth $4 million to become Tennessee's 27th head coach overall and 5th since the end of the 2008 season. He was 28-8 in 3 seasons at Central Florida after being hired to replace Scott Frost. Also, college football news, Northwestern and coach Pat Fitzgerald have agreed to a new contract that runs through the 2030 season. The 46-year-old Fitzgerald is by far the program's winningest coach with a 106-81 record since he took over at his alma mater in 2006. A person familiar with the hiring tells the Associated Press that David Culley has become the new head coach of the Houston Texans. It'll be the first head coaching job for the 65-year-old Culley, who has worked as an assistant for the Baltimore Ravens since 2019. He becomes the 4th coach in Texans history. Culley replaces Bill O'Brien, who was fired after the team opened the season 0-4. Tight end Jason Witten says he's retiring again, apparently for good this time. Witten told ESPN on Wednesday that he was walking away knowing that for 17 seasons he gave it his absolute all. He retired the first time after the 2017 season with Dallas to become an analyst for ESPN's Monday Night Football, but he returned to the Cowboys for a team record 16th season. The 11-time Pro Bowler joined several former Dallas teammates with the Raiders last year and had career lows with 13 catches for 69 yards. Witten ended his career 4th overall on the NFL career list and 2nd among tight ends with 1,228 catches. Tony Gonzalez is the lone tight end with more receptions and yards receiving. The Seahawks say offensive lineman Chad Wheeler is no longer a member of the team following his arrest last weekend for investigation of domestic violence. Wheeler was arrested by police near Seattle and booked into the King County Jail early Saturday for investigation of felony domestic violence. He had an initial court appearance Monday and was released after posting bond. In baseball news, the New York Yankees have finalized their multi-year package with the reigning AL batting champ while adding to their pitching staff. The Yanks put the final touches on a 6-year, $90 million contract with second baseman DJ LeMahieu, who became a free agent after hitting a league-best .364 last year. LeMahieu is the only player to win batting titles in both leagues, including a National League-leading .348 mark with the 2016 Rockies. New York also has a pending $11 million one-year contract with right-handed starter Corey Kluber and a $2.5 million one-year deal with submarining right-handed reliever Darren O'Day, both those deals subject to physicals. The Mets have added lefty reliever Aaron Loop on a one-year package, according to a person familiar with negotiations. The 33-year-old Loop was 3-2 with a 2.52 ERA in 25 innings over 24 games for the AL champion Tampa Bay Rays last season. Yrieksen Profar is staying with the Padres after inking a three-year $21 million deal. Left-handed starter John Lester in the Nationals finalized a $5 million one-year contract. He gives the team a fourth member of a rotation led by Max Scherzer, Steven Strasburg, and Patrick Corbin. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.